Art is not a treasure in the past or an importation from another land, but part of the present life of all living and creative peoples. A reminder from Franklin Delano Roosevelt. Upcoming performances from Wisconsin classical musicians are making art a treasure in the present. And at this time of year, there's an emphasis on the creative future, with a number of ensembles hosting competitions for young performers. This Saturday afternoon, at the State Theater in the Eau Claire Regional Arts Center, guest conductor Randall Swigum and the Chippewa Valley Symphony will introduce young people to Beethoven the Superhero, with excerpts from five of his symphonies, and the 2001 work of composer Kevin Putz, called Inspiring Beethoven, an imaginary exploration into the mind of the composer. And that's just the first half of the concert. After intermission, the Chippewa Valley Youth Symphony takes the stage, presenting a concert by their Young Artists Competition winner. You'll find the program details at cvsymphony.org. Next Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock, the Racine Symphony Orchestra is holding its Young Artists Competition at the First Presbyterian Church, a competition that is free and open for the public to enjoy. You'll find those details at racinesymphony.org. And of course, the Madison Symphony Orchestra will be hosting the Final Forte in March, where four high school finalists will be heard in competition live in Overture Hall, with live coverage on both Wisconsin Public Radio and television. In 2015, the principal clarinetist of the Madison Symphony was Joseph Morris, a gifted performer not long out of his teens, who had won numerous competitions around the world before landing in the Midwest. He opened the orchestra's season with the work he said was last on the bucket list, Aaron Copland's 1949 concerto, originally written for Benny Goodman. The concerto is in two parts, and opens with somewhat introspective examples of Copland's open voicing of harmonies and expansive melodies. The soloist then plays an extensive cadenza, moving from reflective musings to the high-energy jazz technique that would have been familiar to Goodman fans. The orchestra score utilizes just the strings, piano, and harp. So there's a challenge for those instruments as well, having to mimic brass swing and percussion snap. It was a full-circle challenge for Goodman, who studied with Chicago Symphony musicians when he was a boy. It's now part of the standard clarinet repertoire. But this performance was the first for the Madison Symphony under John DeMaine, as well as its soloist, Joseph Morris.
Thank you.
Conducting the Madison Symphony Orchestra and their then principal clarinetist Joseph Morris in Aaron Copland's Clarinet Concerto, delighting the Overture Hall crowd on the orchestra's season opener in September of 2015. Recording and broadcast preparation by Marv Nunn. This year's Final Forte competition is coming up on Wednesday, March 29th. You can reserve your free seats after March 1st at madisonsymphony.org. In just a moment, you'll hear about a concert devoted to three hidden orchestral treasures. I'm Laurie Skelton, and this is Wisconsin Classical. You know the composers, but have you heard these works? The Duluth Superior Symphony asks that question this Saturday evening when they perform Glazunov's Violin Concerto with soloist Yevgeny Kutik, Sibelius's Seventh Symphony, and Beethoven's Fourth, works they feel have been somewhat ignored in the concert hall. Andrew Sewell and the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra tried remedying that last year, focusing on the cheerful Beethoven work that can be overshadowed by the power and scope of Symphonies 3 and 5. Robert Schumann called it a slender Grecian maiden between two Nordic giants, the Symphony No. 4 in B-flat.
Thank you.
Andrew Sewell conducting the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra in Beethoven's Symphony No. 4 in B-flat, last March 18th at the Capitol Theater in Madison's Overture Center, recording by Joe Hartke. For details on the Duluth Superior Symphony Orchestra's performance of Beethoven, Glazunov, and Sibelius at the Deck on Saturday evening, go to dsso.com. And don't forget to use our interactive calendar at wpr.org/events to discover more Wisconsin classical opportunities to hear artistic treasures. I'm Laurie Skelton. You're listening to Wisconsin Public Radio.